Buenos días a todos.
Good morning, everyone.
Es un placer estar el día de hoy aquí.
It is a pleasure for me to be with all of you.
Y conocerlos a cada uno de ustedes.
And to know you.
He querido hablar y orar por.
I want to pray and to talk about.
El conocimiento del reino y el rey.
What is the understanding of the kingdom and the king?
Hace 4 años.
4 years ago,
comencé a pastorear la iglesia que mi padre dejó.
I start being the pastor of my father because my father he passed away, so I start leading the church.
Y la primera pregunta que todos me hacían,
and the first question that everyone was asking me,
es, ¿puedes describir a Dios en una palabra?
Was, can you describe God just in one word?
Era un reto.
For me was a challenge.
Porque parece imposible describir a Dios en una palabra.
Because it seems like it is impossible to describe God in just one word.
Diríamos que no se puede.
We could say, I don't think it is possible.
Pero era un reto en mi universidad y en mi trabajo.
But it was a challenge in my university and also in my workplace.
Porque si algo no se puede explicar,
because if something cannot be explained,
no se puede creer.
We cannot believe.
Pero Dios es inexplicable.
But God is sometimes hard to explain.
Y es explicable a la vez.
But at the same time, we need to explain God.
Por eso es Dios.
That's why He is God.
Estudiando.
So when I was studying,
me di cuenta de algo muy interesante.
I found something very interesting.
Y una de las preguntas que quiero responder.
And one of the questions that I want to answer today.
Y quiero que todos queden hoy claros. Es, ¿quién es Dios?
And the question that I want to answer is, who is God?
Porque muchos dicen es amor.
Because a lot of people they say he's love.
Es poder.
He's a power.
Es trascendente.
He's transcendental.
Lo es todo.
That he is everything.
Pero serlo todo también es ser nada.
But to be everything at the same time is like, hey, it's confusing. It's like nothing.
Doesn't y ser nada. And también es ser todo.
And to be nothing at the same time is like everything.
Porque Dios de la nada hizo todo.
Because God from nothing made everything.
Entonces,
so
quiero que hoy quede clara esta respuesta.
So I want to clarify this answer today.
En el Antiguo Testamento,
in the Old Testament,
se ve a Dios de muchas formas.
We can see God in different shapes or forms.
El Señor,
He's the Lord.
El proveedor,
He's the provider.
El sanador,
He's the healer.
En otras palabras,
in another words,
Shaddai,
the Shaddai,
Yahweh,
Yahweh,
Jireh,
Jireh,
Rafa,
Rafa,
Elohim,
Elohim.
Pero en Colosenses,
but in Colossians
2,
2
del 9 al 10,
verse 9 and 10,
encontramos algo que hace el Padre en el Hijo.
We see
vamos
something that
leerlo.
The Father does in the Son, and we're going to read it. For in Christ live all the fullness of God in a human body, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority.
En Cristo habita completamente la plenitud de la Deidad.
So it says, for in Christ live all the fullness of God.
En Cristo,
in Christ,
habita completamente,
is all the fullness,
la Deidad,
lives all the fullness of God.
Dios,
God,
tomó todo lo complejo.
He took everything.
Y lo puso en Cristo.
And he put it in Christ.
Por eso él es el rey.
That's why he's the king.
La pregunta es, ¿y qué decía el rey?
And the question is, and what the king says?
¿Cómo se llamaba él mismo?
How did he call himself?
Y eso lo encontramos en Mateo.
And this is, we're going to find it in Matthew.
Y en Juan.
And also in John.
Vamos a leer Mateo 4:17.
So we are going to read Matthew 4, verse 17.
Y Juan 18:36.
And also John 18, verse 36. So the first one, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it says, From then on, Jesus began to preach, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
La primera predicación de Jesús,
the first preach that Jesus was giving,
es arrepiéntanse,
is repent,
porque el reino,
because the kingdom,
se ha acercado,
is near.
Él dice quién es.
So he's saying who he is.
Porque un rey, no, un reino,
because a kingdom,
no puede existir sin un rey.
Cannot exist with a king.
Si no hay rey,
if we don't have a king,
el reino no tiene valor.
The kingdom doesn't have value.
Es necesario un rey.
It is so necessary to have a king.
Jesús entonces dice, mi reino se ha acercado.
So Jesus says, my kingdom is near.
Eso nos deja algo que pensar.
So this helps us to start thinking about something.
Y entendemos con el tiempo de que ahora su reino se ha establecido en la tierra.
And also we need to understand that his kingdom is just being established now on earth.
Un reino que no es de este mundo.
It's a kingdom that is not from this earth.
Juan 18 lo dice.
In John 18:36 says, because it was called the household servants and the God had made a...
Is wrong?
It? Okay, sorry. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world.
Jesús entonces dice, mi reino no es de este mundo.
So Jesus is saying, hey, my kingdom is not from this earth.
Pilate
quería saber si Jesús era una amenaza. He wanted to know if Jesus was like an advisor or an enemy.
Pero no entendía que el reino no era de este mundo.
But he didn't understand that his kingdom wasn't from this earth.
Entonces, la primera palabra que dice Cristo.
So the first word that Jesus, the Christ says.
Ustedes lo han dicho.
He says, you guys have said it.
Mi reino, soy un rey y no de este mundo.
You guys have said, I'm a king, but not from this earth.
Confirma que él es rey.
That's why he's confirming, I'm a king.
Pero no tuvo que decirlo.
But he didn't have to say it.
Ante un gobierno de este mundo.
In front of the governments of this earth.
¿Qué de importante tiene esto?
Why is this so important?
Que si él es un rey,
if he is a king,
todo lo que diga un rey se tiene que hacer.
Everything that a king says, it has to be done.
Todos los que ven al rey se tienen que inclinar.
Everyone who sees the king, they need to show reverence or they need to bow before him.
Todos deben de respetar al rey.
Everyone has to respect the king.
Aunque no entiendan por qué hay que hacerlo.
Even if you don't understand why you have to do it.
Porque para ser rey,
because to be, for you to, in order to be a king,
hay dos caminos.
There is only two ways.
Tener descendencia, sangre real.
To have like the bloodline of that real like family, yes?
O ser ungido.
Or to be anointed.
Por alguien superior.
For someone that is above you.
Él es el rey de reyes porque el Padre lo ha elevado.
He's the King of Kings because the Father is the one who put that on him.
Sobre todas las cosas.
About everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Listo. Entonces Dios es un rey.
So God is the King.
Un rey de reyes.
Is the King of Kings.
Señor de señores.
Lord of Lords.
Dios sobre todas las cosas.
Is God over everything.
Cuando nos preguntan por qué cantamos.
When the people ask us, like, why do we sing?
Muchas veces decimos porque me ha sanado.
A lot of times we say, because he has healed me.
Me ha hecho un milagro.
Because he made a miracle.
Restauró mi familia.
Because he restored my family.
Me ha ayudado.
Because he has helped me.
Pero no debería de ser ninguna de esas.
But that shouldn't be the answer.
La única razón es porque él es rey.
The only reason is because he is the king.
Así no tengas nada, él sigue siendo Dios.
Even if you haven't got any of those answers, he is still being the king.
Lo alabamos simplemente porque es rey.
We only adore him or praise him because he is the king.
Pablo,
Paul,
entiende esto.
He understood this.
Y dice en Romanos 8,
and he says in Romans 8,
esta es la mentalidad de alguien.
This is the understanding of someone
que está unido al rey.
That who is joined or is connected to the king.
Y no le importa,
and he doesn't care
qué pase con su vida.
What happened with his life.
Lo importante es cómo está él con el rey.
What is important is how is his relationship between him and the king.
Vamos a leer esto en Romanos.
So we're going to read Romans 8, verse 39. It says, no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
No hay nada.
There is nothing.
Ningún poder.
There is no any power.
Ni la vida.
No even the life.
Ni la muerte.
Or death.
Ni la riqueza.
Or the riches.
Ni la pobreza.
Or the poorest.
Ni la salud.
Or the health.
Ni la enfermedad.
Or the illness.
Es como un matrimonio.
It's like a marriage.
Debería ser como un matrimonio.
It should be like a marriage.
Que me separe del amor de Dios.
That there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God.
Pablo entendió esto.
Paul understood this.
Y entendió que nada de esta tierra,
and he knew that nothing from this earth,
me separa del amor de Dios.
Would be able to separate him from the love of God.
Es importante.
This is so important.
Les digo algo de mi vida rápidamente.
I want to share something personal from my life.
Cuando mi padre muere hace 4 años,
when my dad passed away 4 years ago,
reúno a la iglesia.
So I gathered the church.
Le digo que son libres, que pueden irse.
I said to them, listen, you are free to leave.
Y me dicen que no, que sea el pastor.
And they said to me, listen, no, we want to carry on with you. We want to be with you, be our pastor.
No quería ser pastor.
And I didn't want it at that time to be the pastor.
Es difícil.
It is difficult.
Soy hijo de pastor.
I'm a PK.
Sé que es ser pastor.
And I know what it means to be a PK.
Pero Dios me dijo algo.
But the Lord says something.
La muerte de tu padre.
Says the death of your dad.
No es para pérdida.
It's not for a loss.
Es para ganancia.
It's for a gain.
Porque una semilla.
Because one seed.
No puede dar fruto.
Cannot give fruit.
Hasta que no entre a tierra.
Until it goes or is planted.
Y muera.
And it dies.
Interesante.
It's very interesting.
El fruto de una semilla es un árbol.
The fruit of a seed is a tree.
Y el fruto de un árbol es un fruto.
And the fruit of the tree is obviously the fruits.
Es un ciclo.
It is a cycle.
Donde hay muerte para una semilla.
Where is dead in that seed.
Pero hay vida para otros.
But it's life for others.
Les digo, si entienden al rey,
I want to say, if you guys understand the king,
todo lo que pasa en sus vidas,
everything that happens in your life,
que ustedes crean que han muerto,
even that you think that is dead,
apenas está tomando vida,
is only coming alive.
Persecución,
it's going to be persecution,
dolor,
pain,
pérdida de un ser querido,
you might lose a loved one.
Relaciones terminadas.
Friendships, breakups.
Todo lo que vemos como un final.
Everything that we see is something that is ending or in a final stage.
En manos del rey.
in the hands of the king
es apenas un inicio.
Is just the beginning.
Esto lo entendió Pablo.
Paul, he understood this very clear.
Por eso nada de esta tierra lo separaba del amor de Dios.
That's why nothing on this earth could separate him from the love of God.
Amén.
Amen.
Como Dios es un rey,
because God is a king,
ha ganado su posición de rey,
and he has that place of king,
muriendo por nosotros,
dying for ourselves,
restaurándonos,
restoring us,
y sentándonos junto con él.
And also he's sitting us next to him.
Oh, es importante.
It's very important.
Visualizar a Dios como un rey.
To be able to have that vision of God as a king.
Porque un rey tiene diseño.
Because God, the king, he has like a design.
Tiene propósito.
He has a purpose.
Tiene planes eternos.
He has eternal plans.
Y tiene muchas cosas para sus súbditos.
And also he has a lot of things for his people.
Nada de lo que pasa en el reino de Dios,
nothing that happens in the kingdom of God,
sale de su control.
Is out of his control.
Y aún lo que parece que no está en el reino de Dios,
and even those things that they might look that they are not in part of the kingdom,
está bajo su control.
Everything is under his control.
Amen.
Amen.
En Efesios,
in Ephesians
2:10,
verse number 10,
encontramos la siguiente escritura.
We see the following scripture, and it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago."
Miren la última parte.
Check the last part.
Cosas buenas.
Good things.
Que ha planeado.
He planned
para nosotros antes de este tiempo.
For us long ago.
El rey tiene planeadas cosas desde hace mucho tiempo.
The king, he has planned so many things long time ago.
Un diseño perfecto.
He has a perfect design
para nosotros.
For us.
Entender que Dios es rey,
to understand that God is a king,
es entender que toda nuestra vida,
is to understand that all our life,
lo bueno y lo malo,
the good and the bad,
lo peor y lo mejor de lo mejor,
the worst and the best of the best,
están en el plan de Dios.
Is part of the plan of God.
Sobre todo las buenas cosas.
Even also, even more the good things.
Algo corto para que me entiendan. La guitarra tiene un diseño.
There is something that I want to show you. The guitar has a design.
Alguien la diseñó perfecta.
Someone designed it perfectly.
Desde hace mucho tiempo,
from long time ago,
alguien la armó,
someone made it,
y la diseñó bien,
and it made this beautiful design.
Pero si no entendemos,
but if we don't understand
cómo funciona,
how it works,
sonará feo,
it
sonará
will
mal.
Sound ugly,
como
something like this.
¿A quién le gusta ese sonido?
Who likes this sound?
Pero si entendemos que estamos diseñados desde hace mucho con Dios,
but if we understand that we are being designed to be with God,
sonamos para otros con el diseño perfecto bien.
We sound for others, but perfectly tuned and touched by God.
Maybe. Suena bien.
It sounds good.
¿Por qué suena bien?
Why it sounds good?
Porque entendí el diseño.
Because I understood the design.
Sé cómo funciona.
I know how it works.
Y tocó estudiar.
And I had to study to learn it.
Cuando entendemos al rey,
when we understand the king,
el diseño del rey,
the design of the king,
sonamos bien.
Which sounds good
para otros.
For others.
Porque reflejamos el diseño del rey.
Because we reflect the designs of the king.
No el diseño de nosotros.
No our design.
Si hay algo malo en mí,
if there is something wrong in me,
debe ser ajustado.
It might need to be adjusted.
Como la guitarra, con dolor hay veces.
Like the guitar, sometimes it's gonna be painful.
Pero es porque el diseño y el plan está desde antes.
Because the plan and the design is being made long time ago.
Debemos de caminar con el rey y con su diseño.
We need to walk with the king and with his design.
Para sonar bien y dar frutos para otros.
To be able to sound like beautifully, not only for us but for others.
Los frutos no son para nosotros.
The fruits they are not for us.
Los frutos del Espíritu no nos sirven a nosotros.
The fruits of the Spirit they are not only for us.
¿Saben a quién le sirve?
Do you know who is going to be the benefactor of those gifts?
Su esposa.
Your wife.
Sus hijos.
Your kids.
Sus amigos.
Your friends.
Porque si usted es una persona con paz, con amor, con gozo.
Because if you are a person with peace, with love, with joy.
La gente se acerca a comer de sus frutos.
So the people is gonna come and they're gonna feel attracted to eat from your fruits.
Y son atraídos al reino de los cielos.
And they're going to be attracted to the kingdom of God.
Porque entendemos el diseño del rey.
Because we understand the design of the king.
Y entendemos que todo lo que nos pasa en esta tierra.
And we understand that everything that it happens to us.
Todo lo que nos duele y nos ajusta como la guitarra.
Everything that it makes pain, everything that is so like the guitar.
Tiene un propósito eterno en cada uno de ustedes.
It has an eternal purpose on every single one of us.
Dios es un rey.
God is a king.
Y tiene todo bajo control.
And he has everything under
Sabe
control.
Todo lo que nos va a pasar.
He
ayer,
knows
hoy,
everything
mañana.
That is going to happen yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Y conocer al rey.
And to know the king.
Y sus planes.
And his plans.
Van a hacer que disfrutemos de una vida completamente feliz y buena.
Is going to help us to really enjoy this time that we're going to have here on earth.
Los invito a que se enamoren del rey.
I want to invite all of you guys to fall in love with this king.
Y nunca dejen los planes que él ha hecho para ustedes desde antes.
And please don't leave all the plans that he has made for every single one of us.
Porque son buenos, agradables y perfectos.
Because they are good, they are perfect, and they are excellent or great.
Amen.
Amen.